Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, bringing you a new cricket podcast every day of England's tour of India, which you can hear exclusively live on TalkSport 2 or via the TalkSport app. Yesterday, we brought you another edition of Test of Time. Steve Harmison joined by Monty Panesar and Sean Yadav to look back at England's 1-1 draw against India back in 2006. Brilliant tale. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And there's plenty of time still to do that if you haven't. Today, though, we're bringing you another exclusive interview, this time with the England spinner Don Bess, who's really burst to prominence over the last couple of years. Certainly isn't shy of getting involved. Great personality. And he sat down and talked with Sam Ellard, another guy you could describe in very similar fashion. The tale is one that you just won't believe when you hear it. I mean, life in isolation, Justin Bieber, of course. And also whether he'll dedicate a wicket celebration to TalkSport. Before that, though, we bring you another interview, this time with the England batting coach, Jonathan Trott, who has spoken about Joe Root ahead of the captain's 100th Test match.
England are very lucky to have a player like him leading, you would say, as captain, but able to bat in the middle order, like he does.
Plenty to get stuck into. You're listening to the Following On podcast. Well, hello and welcome to the show. Excitement still building to the start of the India series. Getting underway at 4 a.m. Friday morning. TalkSport 2's coverage will be going to air at 3:45 a.m. Right, let's get underway. First up, England's batting coach Jonathan Trott has been talking, and TalkSport's Scott Taylor caught up with him.
Hey, Jonathan. I think you were in the side when Joe Root made his debut back in 2012. Ahead of his 100th test, how surprised have you been or impressed have you been with his growth over the years from that baby-faced chap back in Nagpur in 2012 to now over 8,000 test match runs?
Certainly baby-faced still. You wouldn't say he's played 100 test matches from the compared to the other sort of crow's feet that guys get from playing so much cricket in the sun. But he, I wouldn't say surprised one bit. I think that tour he came in the warm-up games, he certainly impressed everybody, not only by his skill, but the way that he conducted himself and trained. For somebody who hadn't really played international cricket or was new to the side, and gone from strength to strength. I think the way that he leads and the way he leads by example, the way that he still has a passion for the game and the desire to improve, I think that rubs off on everyone. And England are very lucky to have a player like him leading, you would say, as captain, but able to bat in the middle order, like he does.
And that's important in this format series. You mentioned leading from the front. You've already saw someone like Dom, who wasn't getting runs in the first three of his innings in Sri Lanka, go and then get a 50, having watched Joe play spin. So it's more his batting as well that's going to be important in terms of leading from the front in this series, more so than his captaincy, perhaps.
No, I think it's just hand in hand. I think, you know, he's got a lot of responsibility with the ball. Certainly captaining in India is a skill in itself with regards to the conditions and rotating bowlers and spinners. And he's done that really well. We saw how well he did that in Sri Lanka. And I think it goes hand in hand. It seems to be very natural to him, captaincy and decision-making. Certainly has a great presence around the guys as well. And, you know, it's going to be a real challenge, I think, for everybody. But for Joe, full confidence in his ability with the bat and leading the boys. I know he's very excited about the series and can't wait to get started.
And just finally for me, do you think he's finally settled into this role? He looks like the combination of him and Chris Silverwood are starting to really pay off in this England side. Big first in his runs, of course, is the key in that.
I think with Chris Silver has been around for a long time. So I think their relationship has always been there, and they work very, very well from what I've seen, having spent a bit of time in the summer with them. And they have a great relationship. So first innings runs as well are key. But we saw in Sri Lanka that, you know, you need to play cricket for all four or five days that the test match lasts. So it's not just about first innings with the ball as well, but be able to back it up as batsmen and as bowlers in the second innings as well. That's when the games are won or lost.
Big thanks to Jonathan Trott there and also Scott Taylor. Right, time to bring you another exclusive interview. This is a cracker. It's with another member of the England camp, the off-spinner Dominic Best, who's preparing for, well, it's the biggest challenge of his career, isn't it? Well, he spoke with Talk Sport's Sam Ellard about life in quarantine, Call of Duty, their shared love of Justin Bieber. Yeah, anyway, just have a listen, and you are listening to the following on podcast. You're
simply the best. Here's Best once again.
Elgar comes forward and he's pushed it out straight to Ollie Pope at Silly Point. What a catch. Yeah. He's knocked him over. There it is. Simply the best. He's picked up his maiden 5-wicket haul.
Well, Dom Best, welcome to the TalkSport Breakfast Show. How are you, mate?
I'm actually glad you guys sort of called in and get chatting, because it almost gives me a bit of time to actually speak to someone. So, no, mate, to be honest, yeah, you get used to it nowadays. So what I'm doing at the moment, really just Call of Duty with some of the lads out here. And then when the English lads wake up back home, some of my mates play with them. And then obviously S&C is all over us with a bit of fitness, and we got given a skipping rope, so you'll probably see some of the lads trying to skip on their Instas and Twitters and stuff, which is quite entertaining.
Yeah, I saw when the tennis players in the Australian Open were quarantining, they were getting really creative with ways to like play tennis. They were hitting balls against the walls. Can you do anything like that? Have you got cricket balls? Are you bowling against the wall? Have you got stumps in the room? Is there anything you can do cricket, or is it just purely fitness?
I don't think the rooms are big enough. I'm guessing only someone like Rooty or Stokesy will have the bigger rooms that they can probably, well, they can probably get 11, they could probably get a game in, to be honest, with their rooms. So, but certainly us, certainly myself, I'm probably down next to the kitchen. So, mate, to be honest, I've got one of the SG balls that India are using, or we're going to use out here, just to sort of get accustomed to, because obviously, once you get going in the games, we actually in Sri Lanka, we used Kookaburra ball, and then here we used, well, we're going to use SG ball. So it's actually just getting the ball in my hand, and do you know what I mean? Getting a feel for it, really. Other than that, mate, you've probably got a 4x4 space to work in, and you've got to just do your best.
What are you binge watching? That's the big question. That's the go-to question, isn't it? What is Dom Best watching on Netflix to get him through a week of quarantining in Chennai?
Yeah, so at the moment I've been all over Man in a High Castle, which is actually on Amazon Prime, which I quite like the sort of idea of. Well, I wouldn't have liked the idea, but I don't know if you've come across it. It's basically what happened if the if Nazi Germany and if they won the war, and the world would look very differently. So it's got a bit of that in, which I really enjoy, actually. So that's my series at the moment. I think the big one's PS4. I think that's a non-negotiable. But I almost would say that's in probably everyone's handbook at the moment. And then I also probably say my speaker, because I think a bit of music to get me going, either if it's just napping and leaving on a bit of tunes, or, I mean, having a workout and stick it on, I think is quite important. Probably the lads next door to me aren't enjoying my taste, but
I'm guessing a bit of Avicii. I'm guessing it's a little bit of pop R&B.
Yeah, a little bit. I tell you what, I'm a bit of a Bieber fan. And I didn't want to write a song because I didn't want anyone thinking I still care. I
got his old album out the other day, which was actually decent. I know myself and Don Sibley were talking about it the other day, and it made me remind myself to stick that on for sure.
I think it's great that you can just openly admit, though, to being a Bieber fan. I hid my Bieber crush for months, and then I went to a Justin Bieber concert, and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to be a Bieber fan. I'm going to be a believer. I'm going to be open and honest with it. And I love Bieber. I think he's brilliant. What's your favourite Bieber song?
I really, really enjoy Love Yourself. Because if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Do you know what? I think lads who say that they don't enjoy him, I think it's a bit of a myth, because he's got some absolute tunes out there, and no doubt you would have been dancing to some in a nightclub somewhere. So yeah, I'm not too sure on lads giving it massive ones that they don't enjoy him.
What I'm thinking is, in England win 4-0 in India, we need Joe Root on the guitar and we need Don Best singing Love Yourself. Put that out on social media.
Depends on how many beers we get through, I reckon. And firstly, we need to obviously beat India, which is going to certainly be a tough ask.
Do you think Justin Bieber likes cricket? Do you think Justin Bieber knows who Don Best is?
Mate, he does not have a clue. I reckon he's got no interest.
Do you think he even knew when the Cricket World Cup final happened, the most dramatic game ever? Do you think he was even aware of that happening or not at all?
Oh, God, he must
unlikely,
be
isn't it?
Mate, he must be wrapped in his own world with his lovely wife, of course. So I reckon, mate, he wasn't taking any interest of Joff bowling that last ball and Jay Roy sort of running him out.
Gattel's going to push for two. They've got to go. It's got to go to the keeper's end. He's got it. England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins. By the barest of all margins. Absolute ecstasy for England. Agony for New Zealand.
Dom, it's the busiest year ever for England cricket. We've got 17 test matches in 2021. You'll be spending more time with your teammates than your family. So we now want the lowdown on your England teammates. Dom, who's your Bezzy in the camp? Who's Don Best's best mate in the England cricket camp?
I think we're really close. Everyone's, I think, really close.
Don't sit on the fence.
Great group. But Matt, I think there's one man that we probably are attached to hips a little bit is Matt Parkinson, Leggy from Lancashire. We're sort of Tweedledee, Tweedledum at times. So I think I'd have to say him.
What qualities do you look for in a best friend? If I was to audition to be your best friend, what qualities do I need, apart from being a believer?
Hey, be a believer and make sure you eat a bit of chocolate as well, I reckon. That's a bit of a guilty pleasure from my side. I know Parky obviously enjoys his food. So, he's probably ideal for me, to be honest.
What's your favourite chocolate bar?
Can't go past a bit of dairy milk, mate.
Solid, isn't it? Who controls the music in the England dressing room?
Recently, Sammy Curran's been on it, which has been, he's been outstanding, actually. In Gaul, he was awesome. And we actually had a morning session of Crawley on it as well, which was quite entertaining because we put him under the pump and he actually delivered, to be fair. But no, it would probably be Sammy Curran. He's obviously got the big speaker as well. So it's sort of, it's his speaker, it's his tunes, but he lives up to, he's got great taste, to be fair.
What tunes was he rocking in Gaul?
Real range of everything. The great thing is that you'd sort of walk in and there would be a tune I was quite happy because there was a bit of Bieber. I'm trying to think now. He, to be fair, he brings out a real range. Obviously, we've got some older lads in the change room, so he keeps them happy. mate, it was decent, actually. Really enjoyable.
I've been on tour three times over the last 2 years with the England cricket team in South Africa, West Indies and Sri Lanka. And I know that football and training is a big part of the warm-ups. It gets taken very seriously. There's a few lads in there who think they probably should be playing professional football. Who is, though, the best footballer? If you're creating a five-a-side team of your mates and you can have one lad from the England team in your five-a-side team, who are you going for and why?
Either Chris Wokes, or either Butler. I was going to say Butler first, or Chris Wokes. More for Butler's bit of the engine room. He just sits in the middle, up and down. Once he gets into it, he can be quite aggressive.
Yeah, he does fly about.
He doesn't sort of half off. He fully participates, if you put it that way. So I reckon, mate, I'd have to pick Butler.
Who's the worst footballer?
Well, there's a couple, I think. I'd have to say Matthew Parkinson. Honestly, he's got two left feet. Out in Cape Town, you would have been out there. He spiked. He was that bad. He like missed the ball and spiked Popey. And like for everyone else, it was quite entertaining. But obviously for Popey, it was like,
sore.
What? Like Popey was fuming. I remember it. It's quite funny. There's a couple of photos actually going around. There was a couple of photos. I think Phil Brown got some. Of like those two up front, and literally Parky's got studs up. Popey's like sort of wincing away. It was, yeah. I want to say it sort of hit the sun, but it hit one of the papers.
Who is the king of the WhatsApp group? Who's like, who puts the memes in, the GIFs in? What's the...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Vibe in the England cricket WhatsApp group?
Well, I say at the moment, obviously a lot of it, we've got a COD group. So a lot of it is sort of in there. And that's funny enough, Stokesy's probably put the most in just for the fact that he's having to sort all the Wi-Fi out for all the lads. He's sort of taking it on his own hands to sort the Wi-Fi out for all the lads to make sure we've got obviously decent internet. So he's obviously just making sure all the lads are well-equipped and making sure we're not getting in the gulag too much.
What is like the general vibe on the WhatsApp group? Is it just purely COD, or do you talk about cricket on the WhatsApp group, or is it like football or life, politics, Brexit?
Nah, not a lot, no, mate. You know what? I was going to say, you know what a lads group's usually like, and it's probably some memes. A lot of memes. I think the biggest thing at the moment is COD. Just because we're locked up and obviously everyone's on, a lot of it is that. And there's not been a lot else to sort of chat about, really. I guess once we get into it, there's no cricket, though. Not really any cricket. I guess once we get back into the cricket, everyone switches on. But while we've got 6 days off, we're sort of just chilling and making sure we give it our everything. And then once we're off the pitch, we're smashing our hobbies, which at the moment is Call of Duty.
And Dom, we now want to finish off with a quick fire round of firsts and lasts. First concert you went to?
The first one I ever went to was like a JLS concert. I was like eight or something, mate.
Never broke up. They're telling me that my heart won't
sort of just all went big family. But my first proper one is actually Glastonbury, which was the last one, 2019, which was unbelievable. We watched George Ezra and Stormzy.
Last year, I interviewed Sam Kerr in South Africa, and he sung me a line of his favourite Christmas song. He did it very well. Can you please sing me a line of your favourite JLS song?
Oh, my God.
Just a line.
JLS song, mate. Everybody in love, put your hands up. Everybody in love, go put your hands up. Mate, that is an absolute stitch-up, because I wasn't even looking for JLS. I was looking for all the food, no doubt.
Don't be a denier. You like JLS. Aston and who was there? Marvin. They were good back in the day.
Mate, I'm a massive... I'm going to have to... I love Bieber. I'm going to have to deny JLS, I reckon.
That's just a bit too much, isn't it, JLS?
Yeah.
You can get away with Bieber, but you can't do JLS.
I was going to say, to be fair, I was age 8 or whatever. So yeah. You've got to cut me a bit of slack.
Just excuses. last person you WhatsApped.
Last person I WhatsApp,
yeah.
Probably Ollie Pope.
What about
Call of Duty? It's a broken record, mate. But
who was the last person you WhatsApped? Not about Call of Duty.
Probably my girlfriend Phoebe, which is she's just moved up to Leeds. So I've got obviously all the fun side with Pope and Call of Duty, and my girlfriend. It's a bit more serious about the house, which is not much fun.
Your first memory of cricket.
First memory of cricket was down at my cricket club, Sidmouth CC, and it was actually with my grandfather, just him throwing me balls and me trying to whack them.
How old were you then?
Oh, honestly, I wouldn't even remember. Like, I sort of have images of it. Oh, must be 4 or 5, I reckon.
First crush.
First crush.
Come on.
First crush.
Mine was Hannah Montana.
Do you know what? I've always enjoyed Mila Kunis, Mila Kunis, friends with benefits. That I've always enjoyed her. I reckon.
I think you speak there on behalf of every teenage boy in the country.
Every young teenage boy. Yeah.
Really, route one there, Dom. I like that. You haven't let much go there. Last book that you read?
Oh my God!
I'm just too busy playing Call of Duty.
Mate, such a long time. I tell you what. Last series we watched, decent film. Is Lord of the Rings. Myself and Matthew Parkinson and Gould went through the whole Lord of the Rings, which actually was unbelievable. Extended editions, 4 hours long.
First test wicket. Take us back to that moment. First test wicket.
It was Headingley. Who was it? Headingley, left-hander, Pakistan left-hander. Forgotten who it was called. And then I actually, funny enough, didn't spin it and it slid straight onto the pad.
Maybe just outside the line, no given. Dom Bess, what a moment for him. He's got runs, he's taken a fabulous catch, and now he's broken the partnership as well. Imam is furious with himself.
All I remember is turning around pleading the umpire, LBW, and then I had Butler extra cover grabbing hold of me, which was, actually a really special memory, that.
It can't be that special if you don't remember who you got out. Your first ever test wicket.
I can't remember. That's how bad my memory is, mate. I'm trying to think who it is.
I'll have to Google it now.
You'll have to, yeah.
I watched Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher do something on Sky the other day. They look back on like 20 years of Liverpool matches they played in. Jamie Carragher managed to remember every game, every goal, who scored the goal, what minute, and 2 years ago, you can't even remember your first test wicket.
Bad, isn't it?
It's signs. Poor from you.
It's signs of something, I reckon.
It's almost as poor as JLS being the first concert you went to. And last one, what was the last piece of music you listened to?
Honestly, Justin Bieber, and I was listening to the album Purpose. I just had it on while I was in the shower. Just let it roll out, which was actually, like I said, it's once me and Sibbers had this chat about it, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I did, and funny enough, I started with Love Yourself.
Now, Dom, this is my last question, my last request, actually. I'm 24 years of age, trying to make a name for myself in the industry, at Talk Sport, across social media. We've had fun, haven't we, Dom? We built up quite a strong bromance, I think. You're part of the Talk Sport family now on radio with me and Laura and Ali. What are the odds, all being well, you play in one of the test matches in India, you get a test wicket, you do a celebration dedicated to myself and TalkSport. I'm thinking something like, you come in, you bowl, how is that given out? And you do something along the lines of T, yes, 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 come on. What do you reckon? Come on. What do you reckon? No one's going to know apart from me, and I will become a legend of TalkSport if I can get Don Best, an England cricketer, to dedicate a celebration to the TalkSport breakfast team. Come on.
Mate, if I get a poll, I will do it for you.
Promise me.
I promise you.
So, right
you're
now...
You're going to have to, like... I need you, though. I need you to text me every day. To make sure in the morning, so I look at it and I know what I've got to do, because let alone I've just shown you how bad my memory is. I need to make sure this is firstly, I need to get a poll. That's going to be the hard part.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I remember, I can. I will.
Really? So you're fine. So if you're happy for me to text you every in the middle of a test match. Every single night going, reminder Don Best, Talk Sport celebration.
All I want is what was it? TTS?
TS celebration. Should I message you that?
That's all I want.
Right. Okay, and how's it going to go? So how is that given out? Do it. How does it go?
Somehow I've got a poll.
You've got Virat Kohli out.
Mate, if it's Kohli, I'm telling you now, I'm not doing that. I'm going loony.
Okay,
I'm running
fine.
Off.
All right, fine. It's Mohammed Shami.
I'll still be happy with that. What was it? Tick. Give it one of them.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
I can't give it that. I've got to go two. Get in there. That's got to be it, surely.
Right, but we'll have three T's like
selly.
That.
That's my celly anyway.
Yeah. So like T. Come on.
The only problem is if it gets referred, I don't want to be. Do you know what I mean? I've got to make sure it's a wicket first.
Yeah, that would be really embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Otherwise, Rooty will lose it with me for giving it one of these.
So,
but I'm happy, mate. If it's official wicket, I'll give it one of them.
Dom, you made my day.
Perfect.
Big thanks to Sam Ellard and, of course, Dom Best, who we will be watching and talking about on Friday. Will he unveil that TalkSport celebration? We will just have to wait and see. That's pretty much all we have time for you now. But tune in 3:45 on Friday underneath the duvet, listening to live and exclusive coverage of India against England. It doesn't get much bigger than that. Thanks for listening.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.